Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Highland Superintendent Dr. Mike Jorgensen about the certified enrollment numbers for this school year and what it will mean for the school's budget.
With an enrollment decrease of 39 students this year, how will this affect Highland's general fund?
Well, the final certified total ended up being 38, but even still, that's a significant drop. That's about $250,000 in lost revenue.
And the number of students open enrolling out of the Highland District, the certified numbers show that that was up, and the number of students who are open enrolled into Highland has decreased this year. Do you think this has to do with the closing of the Ainsworth Elementary building?
I'm sure that has something to do with it. You know, the open rollout figure of 8 was not nearly as significant as the drop of 18 as far as open roll in. I'm sure in a lot of cases that had to do with what people were maybe Ainsworth was a little more accessible for them than maybe what the Riverside Elementary building would be. I'm not 100% sure yet. We're going to do some surveying of open enrollment people to try to get some feedback. But, you know, obviously, that was one of those things that I do believe was the right choice on the part of the district. But there was obviously some consequences and unfortunately some negative publicity that went with it.
What districts do you think these students that we lost this year, where they went to?
It was spread out. We did follow up on that. I believe it was something like 4 of them from Iowa City, and there were 7 from Washington, and there was a couple from Waco and a couple from Midbury. It was kind of spread out. There really wasn't one significant block of students that went one particular direction.
So for the decrease in enrollment and the decrease in general funding, what cuts could happen as a result of those consequences?
I've been in the process of preparing a list, and I've actually come up with a plan that I have presented to the board through email. They have not had a chance to discuss it yet. That shows approximate $200,000 in savings that could be implemented for this next year, which is good because it doesn't involve the reduction of any staff or programming. So, you know, my hope is the board will be receptive to those changes. A lot of restructuring and a lot in terms of what we're doing with our operational sharing. And if we follow through and do those things, and if the legislature would happen to give us a 1% growth, which is a question mark, that would be about $270,000, which would cover the reductions that we have.
Tell me more about the 1% increase. I'm not too familiar with that.
Well, each year the Iowa legislature determines what the state aid will be to the schools for the following year. Used to be pretty standard that schools would get 4% a year. In recent years, that number has typically been 1 or 2%. With this being an election year, we hope that the Iowa legislature will give the schools a 1% increase. But there's no guarantees because we've been hearing a lot of feedback that it's quite possible it might be 0%. So that $70,000 figure is certainly in doubt.
And you said that was a $70,000 amount?
A 1% increase would result in a $70,000 increase in our state aid. So we should know that hopefully in February or March. And if that doesn't happen, then obviously we're going to need to look at another, you know, $50,000 or so in reductions that we will have to come up with.
I know at the last Highland meeting before the enrollment numbers were certified, but the preliminary numbers were presented to the board. And was there any sort of discussion at that meeting as far as what kind of budgetary solutions the board would be interested in making? I know you mentioned the list that you are coming up with right now.
Yeah, nothing specific. I think it was a little bit of a surprise to everybody, the exact amount. You know, we were expecting that it was going to be a decrease. This was a little bit more than what we expected.
Will that be on the agenda to talk about what budgetary actions, possible ideas?
Not yet, no. I've prepared these, given them to the board to review, but we have not set it as an agenda item yet.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Highland Superintendent Dr. Mike Jorgensen. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.